Hello and welcome to New Every Day. My name is Carrie.
And my name's Jen. And on today, we have the final segment of, wow, I never saw that coming. So stay tuned.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to New Every Day. And we are in episode 7 of Wow, I Didn't See That Coming. And we have Josh Holden back on the show. Josh, thank you for sticking this out with us. And this is like part 3 of your story. And part 1, you shared about like your high school years and how it was a rocky start for you. Got into drugs, got into bad situation. Part 2, we talked about how God started to draw you out of that when he gave you kind of like a hunger for something more in your life than what you were doing, and let you understand the intellectual argument for Christ and how it's historically accurate and how what the gospel means essentially. And then we finished off with you realizing who Jesus is because of the Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5 and how that was like a mirror in your own life. Would you kind of say that that's what it was?
Pretty accurate.
Yeah. And God led you to repentance. And you asking God, and I love that prayer, is God, make me in your own image. Like, this is who I am, but it's not who I was made to be. So make me day by day in your own image. And tell us where you're at now. Like, how is God doing that in your life on the daily, making you in his image? What's your relationship with God look like daily
because
now?
When we first met you at church, you came in and you had made a commitment to Christ, and the talk of baptism came up, and you were like, no.
Yeah.
I'm not ready. And we're like, what do you have not to be ready for?
You a Christian, man.
Yeah, like you've accepted Christ. You need to. And and I remember very clearly you said to me, I'm just not ready to make that step yet. And I didn't really understand why you were saying I'm not ready. Like, because I hear that from a lot of people who just say, well, I'm not ready to be baptized. And that's fair enough. But he genuinely said you are not ready because you knew the commitment that that represented, and he didn't want to take it lightly. So what was it that I want to say pushed you over the edge
into the tank
as
it were,
in choosing to be baptized? Because we recognize that baptism is an outward confession of an inward decision,
which is part of that change, that making him into his image.
Well, first of all, I'd just like to start by saying saved, baptized by the Spirit, rejected the church. What I saw in the Bible, I didn't see in the church.
Okay.
Yeah, so first, it was kind of like finding hope in people who claim to be Christian.
Right? Okay.
So I have a coworker named Steve Wall, and for a while, he's been inviting me out to actually meet your dad, Rob Webb. And I wasn't going for it because before I wasn't, you know, I didn't really believe and like, you know, I was like, oh, whatever. But after Christ, I was like, okay, well, I do love getting into the Bible. And by this time, I'd already started my own Bible study. I started reaching out to people in Innisfil.
On your own, like you weren't part of a church, you just started doing it up.
I just looked at what Jesus said and
did it.
Like, okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, yeah, so Steve convinced me to come out, but I was like, okay, well, I'm not going to Sunday worship or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, I'll do the Bible studies. So I come out Thursday night, and the first night, it was kind of like just instantly I felt drawn by the Spirit to Charles Wood.
Oh, yeah.
And your dad. Like, it was just like an instant connection. Went there for a couple of weeks, and we got into Acts chapter 11, And it's funny because I didn't want to get baptized here, and everybody at the Bible study was like, okay, well, you know, when are you going to get baptized? When are you going to get baptized? And I actually talked to my friend David Lin, who runs Christ Forgiveness Ministries. He does street outreach on Dundas Square in Toronto. And I wanted him originally to do my baptism, right? Because I felt like he was kind of a mentor at the time. And I felt comfortable there. But it wasn't until, you know, we were told in this Bible study, okay, Acts chapter 11, verse 21, and I ended up getting there first. And it's basically Paul being told by Jesus, I have revealed myself to you. What are you waiting for? Get baptized and do my will.
Okay, so you felt...
That was talking to me, yeah.
And you were like, I better get baptized?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Did you find it, Jen?
Well,
Is Acts, it the right reference?
Well, where he's talking to Saul, he is...
Chapter 10.
Chapter 9 mm-hmm. says he just got up and was baptized. Right. So he was filled with the Holy Spirit. Immediately something like scales fell from his eyes. Does that sound familiar?
Mm-hmm.
And it says, and he got up and was baptized. Okay.
So you got up? They baptized you right there in the
sea? No.
I'm just...
September 11th. Yeah. 2016. Right. Yeah. Jen baptized me.
There you go.
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Pastor Jen.
And we sat down and we had a conversation. And just tell me about your story and what God has been doing in your life. And you know, so often... we think we have to have it all together before mm-hmm. we can come to Jesus, right?
Yeah.
And so the thought that you could come to Jesus and having not necessarily worked through all of your sin is extremely humbling when we actually see the stain of sin in our lives. And so as I was talking with Josh, I knew he had met Jesus and I knew he was growing in the Lord. And so I was like, no, like, you've got this. It doesn't matter if you think you haven't got all together. That isn't what there's no grading scale with Jesus. Like, it's like, no, you want to come.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And your baptism is that outward declaration saying, I'm going to serve Jesus. And I knew it was real when he wanted to do it because he had struggled so much with the making it real. Like, I know what that means. So.
Yeah.
So... we're going to pause right there because we want to make sure we have enough time for the rest of his story. And maybe you're struggling with baptism because you know what it represents. And so we encourage you today as we take this break right now that you would give some serious consideration as to what's really stopping me. We'll be back right after this.
Jeff Weston.
Yeah, man.
You're building a brand new, beautiful website.
What?
Aren't you?
No. Am I?
Oh, you're a terrible actor.
What?
This is where acting comes into play.
Oh, I didn't know we were acting.
You're supposed to act.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
I'm building a really cool website. Are you building a really cool website? You need hosting. One of the things about a hosting account is you don't want to have limitations put on your website.
It's true.
How much hard drive space do you have? How many email accounts? How many domains can point to it? Well, we've got an amazing deal for you. For a very limited time, cat5.tv/dreamhost, for just $5 and a bit of change per month, you are going to get unlimited website hosting, unlimited email accounts on that hosting service. You are also going to receive a free domain name.
Ooh.
So your own .com.
Nice.
To put that amazing website that you've been working on
there.
If you want to build a WordPress site, fine. Sign up. cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Just don't put Panama Papers on it.
Just don't do it. But hey, it's a great deal, folks. Best deal you're going to find. $5 and change per month. Go to cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for staying with us on New Every Day. Go to our website, neweveryday.tv, check out our partners page, and you can see all of the amazing organizations and businesses who help make this show possible. So, Josh, you're still with us?
We're so glad. We're going to jump right back in, because one of the cool things that happened at Josh's baptism was all of the men in the men's ministry stood up and clapped. They're so proud of him. And we've been tracking with the life of Saul through here, and how, you know, several times Josh didn't necessarily see how God was going to move. You didn't see how God was going to move in your life, and then he moved, and you were like, whoa, that was like...
Didn't see that coming.
Didn't see that coming. And yet there have been some men, very much like Barnabas was to Paul. And I'm just going to read that passage again, because it says, when Paul came to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, not believing that he really was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the disciples. He told them how Saul, on his journey, had seen the Lord, and that the Lord had spoken to him, and how in Damascus he had preached fearlessly in the name of the Lord. And so you've been baptized for almost a year now, and very active in sharing your faith. But like every believer, I even think of people who are continuing to speak into my life. Who is it? Who are those men or women that are speaking into your life, who are encouraging you along the way, who's like putting their arm around you saying, you know, come on, join me. I'm with you.
Well, actually, the men of the men's ministry, the Bible studies that go to Thursday nights, they've been extremely encouraging. And as I mentioned earlier, Charles Wood and your father, Rob Webb, in fact, Carrie's father has sort of taken me under his wing, and we were doing Bible studies on prophecy, so Old Testament prophecies, how they're fulfilled in Christ, end times prophecies, you know, the things to look out for in the now, how to recognize our spiritual growth. You know, I've learned a lot from him, and, you know, he's actually gone out of his way for me to, I mean, I met Pat, or I guess he was Pastor Cliff. He's now the bishop, the Free Methodist Church. Also, Mark McAllister, who's a liaison, I believe, for...
He's our director of church health.
Yeah, yeah. And they both, because of what Rob has been saying, seem to be interested in my future.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with the church.
As far as, like, perhaps doing other ministries within the church.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, Rob has been adamant in, I don't know, but doing my own church plant. Of course, I don't feel ready, like, yeah.
But he sees something in you, that you have the call of God on your life. Mm-hmm. And that's part of what a Barnabas does, is he comes along, or she comes along, and she sees, or he sees the gifts and graces that God has wired into someone, and they're like, you've got it. Mm-hmm. And like, I was in the same position as you when someone came alongside and said, Jen, you have the gifts and graces for ministry. And I'm like,
you didn't want to right away.
And so, but you need the Barnabases in your life to come alongside and encourage you.
Mm-hmm.
And so, are you sensing a call of God on your life? Like, what are you sensing that God is calling you to now?
It's kind of been up and down as of late. I've had to learn patience. I've also, early on, you know, my experience with the Holy Spirit, I tapped into, I would call it, God's heart for people. And, like, the best way I could explain it is God's love for each individual that is on this planet. And he's taken me to situations where how you deal with the least of these, it's like dealing with me. So I've been humbled to an extent. And I know that leadership is where I'm supposed to be, but as of right now, I'm still learning. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm still so new to the walk.
Yeah. Now, what's really cool about what Josh does is you're sharing the gospel wherever you're going. And so, in the town that you live in, I heard that it was on Sunday nights. But what are you doing on Sunday nights? What are you doing with your free time down there?
Oh, well, I was holding a Bible study for the longest time, but then we started going to Hope Church. Yeah. Mm. Pastor Kevin, it's downtown Barrie. They do outreach. They actually hold their services in the movie theaters there on Dunlop Street. Yeah. So,
but tell us about the Bible study. Who was invited to come to that? How did it start?
Well, it originally started, so I would do Bible studies Wednesday nights at the library, the Innisfil Public Library.
And how did, like, so you invited all your friends to come?
No, I kind of just threw an invite on Facebook, and then whoever showed up.
Yeah.
And then it was kind of like anybody who was at the library, I would reach out to, right? And whoever wanted to join would join at the time.
So, like, Miss Sally walking down the aisle to find her book, you'd be like, hey, come on over.
Like, I try and ask people, you know, what are they looking for in life?
Yeah.
You know, because at the end of the day, we're all seeking love, whether or not we want to admit it. And I think the problem is we're seeking a perfect love within imperfect people because all of us fall short.
Right.
That at the end of the day, we don't want to recognize that Christ is that perfect love. Christ is that standard, that relationship that we're all missing in our lives.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, that is, I think that sums it up.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he is the one we're looking for. And I really appreciate the quote from, I believe it's Augustine. Am I saying that correctly?
Augustine?
Augustine? Augustine?
It is said a couple different ways.
Okay. And he said, you have made us for yourself, God, and our heart is restless until it finds its rest in you.
Yeah.
And you, I think you hit the nail on the head, Josh, is that there's this desire, he's placed eternity on each of our hearts, that started in you when you were seeking after, well, you know, I know that there's a God, there's all these religions, and you found Christ, and you know that his love is real, and now you're reaching out and trying to share that with others.
Yeah.
So.
Cool.
Very cool. I have so many more things that I could just ask you, but thank you so much for coming and sharing with us on New Every Day, and would you come back again sometime?
Yeah, my pleasure.
Okay.
You know? I enjoyed it.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I'm just going to pray for us, and then we'll sign off.
Lord, thank you so much. Thank you for Josh. Thank you for how you are using him, and you are making him into your image. Mm-hmm. And I thank you for your church, and all over the world, you are renewing people, and you are bringing eternal life, and you are changing lives. And Lord, may we be ambassadors for your love this week to all the people that we know. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, thank you for tuning in, and we hope to see you next week on New Every Day. Have a great week.
See you later.